is it? Do you know who it is? Please tell me. Wanting to know who the guy was.
Wow.
I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
Sandwich from my deli. I have no food, and I was supposed to go shopping today, and I didn't.
Nice. I'm recording all this, so perfect.
Okay.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Maybe
a little
cool.
Peek behind the
Iron curtain. Yeah.
The Iron Curtain.
Yep. And maybe it'll sound cool. Fun. Might sound cool. Sometimes, you know,
the fact that I mentioned I need to get a sandwich later.
All right. Well, you don't need to celebrate it. You don't need to repeat yourself. Now, I haven't eaten dinner yet either. In full disclosure, welcome to Mavs 206.
Hey.
Oh, what's up, you guys?
Oh, I have heartburn. Oh. This is off to a hot start.
Yeah. Heartburn? Why? Were you drinking Bud Light and eating Zapp's chips all weekend again?
No, but I did eat. I watched the early football games, or the first, like, for 2 hours at a bar with some friends, and I had wings and a beer, so I guess.
I'm a wings fan. Are you like wings? I mean, obviously, you like them enough to order them, but.
Yeah,
like,
definitely a big wing. Big wing.
Okay.
Maddie likes wingy.
Maddie hungry. Maddie wants wingy.
Yeah, I actually do enjoy. I order wings pretty often. It's probably might be my number one bar order.
Boy, some chicken other wings would beer. Really hit the spot right now. Other than beer.
Yeah, other than beer, it's probably the thing I order at bars the most.
Yeah, not bad. I wish...
Beer is definitely first.
Yeah, beers... Oh, I like beers. I wish the brewery by me, I wish they had barbecue wings. NOLA. They have some good
barbecue. Yeah, I did have...
Barbecue.
The place...
Go ahead.
What?
I said they have good barbecue, but I would love some wings.
Oh, I was just going to say the place that I went to, I had barbecue wings, and their wings are really good. I regretted not getting the buffalo, though.
Yeah. I'm going to make
some. I asked
some,
the guy for half, and he said no. What the fuck's that about?
Hey, can I please get half? I'm walking here.
Cost.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, I'm walking here.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
And he honked and drove off.
Came back with two Bud Lights. Classic.
No, I don't get that. When the wing, because I know this place is known for having good wings, and they're definitely like the wings are definitely hand tossed in like whatever sauce you order.
Yeah, you got.
And the guy says they can't do splitsies.
Yes, you can.
Why can't I get half buffalo, half barbecue? Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, look, I don't.
I mean, I guess you know, it's football. It's Sunday afternoon. This is a sports bar. Like there's 20 TVs playing different football games. So they're crowded. I guess if that's the reason, maybe, but he didn't give that as a reason.
Well, look, I get that they won't, but.
Oh, and then the other thing about.
That's a lie saying they can't. They sure can't. As hell can. They just won't.
Yeah, he kind of makes a statement. He's like,
impossible.
Like, I mean, how hard? You need what? You just need an extra bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that they're in a bowl tossed around.
Yeah. Assuming they're really hand tossed.
I mean, I feel like when I'm ordering however many wings I ordered, 8, 10, I think it's pretty reasonable to want two different sauces.
Yeah, I think.
Why should I commit to one sauce?
I honestly think when you say 8, perfect, 4 and 4. Even 6, 3 and 3.
I mean, any amount.
Any amount, but I feel like if you're getting, but I feel like if you're getting four wings, it's like, maybe it's like incentive almost. Like, hey, order 8 wings, you get 2 flavors. Get buffalo and barbecue.
But I'd like to see their saucing. I'd love to see their saucing process that's happening in the back, because
yeah, what makes this an impossibility?
It's not a huge challenge to split it up. And then
I could
here's the other weird thing about this bar:
the guy sends the ticket back.
The bar has a ton of
sends the ticket back to the kitchen. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. That's so annoying. Yeah. And then this bar has like 20 TVs. Each TV has like a handwritten index card taped to the bottom of it saying what game is playing on that TV.
That's kind
of
cool.
So we get seated. The place is crowded. We get seated in this area. They're playing like the Jets game on multiple TVs, which makes sense. And then they have other random games, and they don't have enough TVs with the Jets game being on more than
Matt, it
one.
Never makes sense.
They don't
sense.
Have enough TVs for all the games.
I don't care where you are. You shouldn't be watching a Jets game. It's embarrassing.
Well, there were people there ready for the Jets, and the Giants don't play till tonight.
No music during the game.
Crank up the sticks.
How about you shut the hell up before I smack you through the wall like I did last week?
Anyway, we're in this corner, and there's three games going on there we got that we can watch.
You are breaking
up. My friends care about. Then the other one is.
All right. You were talking about the TVs, TV situation. Jets game.
So the bar, we're sitting in an area, and I checked every bar. The Bears game is not on any of the TVs. And I'm like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
And the area where we were sitting, there was three games that you could like see easily, and that was the Jets game, the Titans versus Oakland, and Houston versus Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Hurricane battle.
Now, after being there for, you know, a solid 30 minutes, it became very clear to me and the table.
And the boys.
That.
Why is that a thing? I can't stand that.
I don't know. It is today just was such a guy thing. Like beers, wings.
Beers, wings, boys, boobs. Fucking sluts.
It became very clear after being there for 30 minutes that no one, rightfully so, no one gave a shit about the Houston-Jacksonville game. And so when the waiter came by and we asked him, like, hey, can you? And I knew it was going to be an issue because I already got denied with the wings. And.
Yeah, they not a very stupid, accommodating bar.
They have these dumbass handwritten index cards underneath the TVs to say what game they're on. And I don't want to fuck up their index cards.
Yeah, heaven forbid.
But I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, any chance we can get the Bears game on that? I don't think anyone's really watching. And he just goes, oh, no, we can't change him. Like, immediately.
So dumb.
So that was really fucking annoying.
There's a snowball's chance in hell, pal.
So I had to watch, honestly, the three. It was very frustrating because the three games we were sitting by.
They all sucked.
Yeah, horrible. Oakland and Tennessee, don't care. Jets, Bills, don't care.
Well, I mean, the Houston-Jacksonville game was a blowout. The Oakland game was pretty well decided. I didn't even
I mean,
see.
That part, I don't even.
I assume. This is going to sound crazy, but I assume the Jets lost.
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't even know. I just don't care. Mm-hmm. But I think they did. And yeah, it was that was very, very frustrating. That why is this bar? I mean, I
get it on the one hand. Like, hey, maybe their sign guy left at 12 o'clock. What are they supposed to do at that point? He's the sign.
They're starting. Yeah, I didn't want to. I knew it. I knew it was going to be a problem because they took the time for those dumb cards.
I actually don't think the cards are a bad idea. I like the cards idea.
You don't? Why?
I don't know. It's nice, like, you know where to look, kind of. If you have one game that you're invested in.
It takes you just as much time to read the card as it does to realize what teams are playing.
Yeah, you're right. But, like, I don't know. Commercial breaks. I'm just throwing the benefit of the doubt out there.
It only would have helped if you got there a little bit before the game started and were like picking where you wanted to sit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea.
But by the time we got there, we didn't really get the pick. Mm-hmm. And so it just didn't matter.
Yeah. And you can just read the ticker on the bottom. And if it's a commercial break.
Yeah, and the only game that was you could see from pretty much anywhere in the bar was the Jets and Bills game. And there honestly was like less Jets fans there than anything. Like there was fans from so many different teams. I saw like three guys that were like looked like hardcore Jets fans.
They were just the saddest people in the bar.
Probably. Yeah.
Until you turn the Bears game on, and then the Bears fans get more sad.
The Jets did lose. And the Bears, yeah, obviously they lost.
Yeah.
And I don't even care that much about the Bears, but if I'm going to be sitting at a bar and I know that one of the TVs is no one's fucking looking at it because nobody cares.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty reasonable for them to put on another NFL football game.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders didn't blow them out, but they did win by 10 points.
Yeah, but it could have been the greatest game. I just wouldn't have cared who won between the Raiders and the Titans.
Right.
All right.
I care. Yeah. I care about everything Marshawn Lynch does. He's my favorite.
I do like me some Marshawn Lynch.
He's my favorite. Point blank, period. No comma.
I do like me some Marshawn Lynch. What channel is the game on tonight?
Game's on?
NBC. Nice. I can watch it at home.
Ooh. Not bad, not bad.
Giants versus Dallas.
Mm. Yeah, I'm probably not going to catch that one because I work at 5:30 tomorrow morning. But I only work until 10:30.
Well, that game.
And that bothers me.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Why? I don't want to show up to work for 5 hours. That's just silly.
That is that. The last time I had like a 5 hour shift, I was like 16.
Well, I'm doing the job a 16-year-old could. Well, actually, that might not be true because I work with a bunch of full-grown adults who can't handle their job. So I'll just put that one in my back pocket. Yeah. But, yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I remember
I'm a goddamn adult with bills.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to come in from 5:30 to 10:30.
Well, yeah, especially when you're waking up that early.
Yeah.
I remember having like in high school having those days where I had that short of a shift and you're just like it's almost like it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing at all. Well, 10:30, yeah. I'm usually only if I'm off that day, I've only been up for about an hour. So
yeah, you're up but you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
That's like I usually always wake up before 10:30, but I don't actually do anything. I might watch something or I'm just like futzing around.
Mm-hmm. Futzing around.
Futzing around. I did a lot of futzing this weekend.
Just
big
shuffling around the apartment in my robe.
It was. I should get a robe.
I should get a robe too. I was just thinking that. OT was. I got her like a heavier robe 1 year for Christmas because
robes are
kind of
gross,
cold.
Right?
Robes are pretty gross because I don't think if I knew.
Don't like, I'm putting my video back on.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of weird. If I knew someone had a robe, I would make the assumption that they don't wash it. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah, no one washes their robes, or they don't wash them enough.
Yeah.
If Reno had a robe, he would wash it.
Oh, if Reno had... Reno would need 10 robes just to get through the week.
Reno's the only person I know that only he had, like, 100 towels.
He had single-use towels. Single-use bath towels.
He washed a towel every time he used it after a shower. Mm-hmm. You'd only use it once. Anyway, robes are kind of gross because they're basically a towel.
Yeah.
They're like a towel you wear.
Yeah.
And you, but people, and like, you know, but I use my towel and I dry myself off and then I hang it back up.
Yeah. Let it air dry.
And I, at the very least, even if I'm not going to like get fully dressed after a shower, I at least put on boxers and I lose a towel. Mm-hmm. A robe, you know, it's touching all the same parts.
Yeah, robes get.
But then you go and you sit around your house in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you like sit places and. But you sleep naked, so.
Well, here's the I sleep naked, but I'm a big advocate for basketball shorts. Basketball shorts are the best. They're not just for basketball anymore.
Wait, so you wear basketball shorts while you sleep?
No, not while I sleep.
Oh,
but like,
yeah.
Around the house, it's like. Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. I sleep naked. But, like, around the house, like, I'm not going to fucking do chores with my dick swinging around.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
Yeah.
Right. So I have the same thing. I have like shorts I just throw on and I only wear in my apartment.
Yeah, house shorts.
Or I walk 7-Eleven in them.
Yeah.
Same. That's when you know I'm having a night.
If you leave the house in some Nike shorts and a crisp $10 bill.
It's usually, yeah, I just bring enough cash for that moment.
Specifically, yeah, you're limited. You have a ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
You got a stew going.
I did have a stew going last night.
Nice.
That was stayed in.
Stay-in stews are great.
I debated so much, like, going out, and, mm-hmm. and I was very close a couple times.
Yeah.
To going out, and I ultimately did not. Mm-hmm. Been watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's good. I'm into it. I can't tell at this point if I'm watching it just for something to do.
Yeah.
Or if I really like it.
It's weird because it predates binge watching. Like that show is still designed around appointment television.
Yes, it's absolutely so that. I get everything I've heard about The Sopranos. Like I kind of agree with.
It's hard to watch 3 episodes in a row.
Oh, yesterday I watched like 10.
But I bet it was hard.
It wasn't hard, but yeah.
No, it was tough.
At the end of each episode, you don't need to watch the next one.
Yes, yeah. And now shows are designed that like you look at stuff on Netflix. And even like Breaking Bad for me, and I think for you too, was the end of appointment television. Well, no, because you still you keep up on Game of Thrones week to week. But I know a lot of people who don't have HBO who will watch a season of Game of Thrones in 3 days.
But even the endings of like Game of Thrones or the ending of episodes of Breaking Bad were much more like they would usually give you something to be like, better come back for next week.
Yeah.
But every episode of The Sopranos that ends is like this could have been the last episode ever.
Oh, wait till you see the ending.
Well, I've already heard enough.
Yeah,
I already have heard enough about the series finale of The Sopranos. But I agree with everything I've heard about the show, which is one, it's really good, mm-hmm. but also two, some people think it's really boring, and it kind of fits both.
Yeah, it does. It's a well-crafted show, but I just think it's of. The storytelling is of a different era.
Right.
Like it's a different era of television. So.
But it's good. I mean, it's made me appreciate James Gandolfini as an actor more because seeing him in everything else he ever done, I was like, whatever. But
yeah, he was always doing a Tony Soprano impression.
He's very good. He's very good as Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
The show's so much more about it's like so much about mental health. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's like honestly more about that than it is the mob almost. Yeah,
I agree.
It's almost like the mob is just like the side that they just
that's
clearly the people who made the show had a lot of opinions about.
The mafia is kind of the backdrop and the secretly the focal point is mental health.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. And Lorraine Bracco of Goodfellas fame with her.
Who?
Lorraine Bracco.
Is that the mom?
No, that's Edie something. She's the shrink.
Oh.
From Goodfellas.
Who's she in Goodfellas?
What's his name's wife? You want to see, helicopters?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Leota's.
Yeah.
Man, that's about all that's been going on in my world. A lot of Sopranos. Go ahead.
No, it's not interesting. Trust me. I'll get to it, but it's not interesting.
I was just gonna say I had a work happy hour on Friday.
Oh, nice.
It was interesting having it on a Friday. So we had our classic, like it was an all staff meeting. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, classic startup-y, techie party.
I lost.
A bunch of people talking about how great it is and how amazing. And it's just.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. And then we had, but the happy hour was amazing. It was at this Mexican restaurant and it was just fucking margaritas flowing, built like taco bar that they make in front of you. Whew, it was good.
That sounds awesome. Taco bar that they make in what?
I don't know. It's just like a line, like a kind of like cafeteria style, except the dudes are back there like making, like they're constantly, the meat is constantly being cooked, and they give you the taco with the meat on it, and then you could go add all your fixings in another station.
Oh, your fixings.
Yeah.
Si se puede. That doesn't sound that bad. I haven't had a good taco in a while.
So what's going on with you?
So I was going to say that I went out with some of OT's coworkers, and they dropped the bomb on me that their boss loves podcasts.
What? Dropped the bomb on you.
Yeah. Like, what? I was shell-shocked.
How could I not know this?
I was thunderstruck, quite frankly.
I mean, loving podcasts now can mean just so many different things.
Okay. Well, it sounds like if she finds out you listen to podcasts. Hey, if you listen to podcasts, if she finds out you listen to podcasts, she will text you like the moment she's like, you got to listen to this. Like, she's on it all the time.
Like, so what ones are her favorites?
I don't know. This is the thing, is they tell me this and I've never met this person. Like, I want to know what kind of podcast you listen, because I need a gauge. I'm like, if you're into Serial and, you know, This American Life, like,
Serial.
Like, that's, those are hardly
right, because that's what
those
that,
are.
I don't know.
Those are hardly like independent. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm a big Mavs fan, I'm like, okay, well, now I know you're serious about podcasting.
Yeah. Well, if you're a big Mavs fan, that just means you know us.
If you're a big Mavs fan and you haven't rated or reviewed us on iTunes.
Okay, so are you saying that you're gonna try and introduce her to Mavs?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Really? Because that's the thing about being a big pod. Most people, the podcasts they listen to are very focused and very like they listen to them for a specific reason, because this podcast is specifically geared towards people who like whatever thing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's like a history podcast or a sports podcast or. What are, you know, like maybe Vice news bullshit. It's always like something.
We sent our skinniest
where
white
Mavs
guy.
Is like, I mean, obviously we know there's a whole like subgenre of podcasts like ours that are basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Mavs and the Span the Voids and After Disaster and those kind of style. It's like, you have to just kind of trust like the people who are talking.
Yeah. So what are you getting at?
I don't know. I'm just getting at she's probably not going to give a shit about our podcast.
Well, if she's actually like into podcasts, then
it sounds like she's into it enough that she'll give it a listen.
Yeah, that's all I want. Just just listen to us. No, I'm. But also, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people that have like this. You meet a lot of people who have kind of a cursory knowledge of podcasts. Like I said, Serial, This American Life, or S-Town's another really popular one now. And people are like they don't actually go out and seek new podcasts. I don't meet a lot of people. Like, when we started meeting people who actually seek out new podcasts, that was like, you know, 190 episodes ago. Now it's pretty much we're just going with the flow. So I'm just curious.
Right.
How she curates her list.
Yeah, no, it'd be interesting. I'm always interested in talking to people who say they like podcasts to like hear what they're listening to. But it's usually always, it's not the same podcast necessarily, but it's the same, like, it's kind of the same story every time.
Well, I'm really into X, so I listen to this, that, the other.
Yeah, usually it's political. Usually it's something that's like news slash political. Based or historic or history, like those are like the two.
That's fucking retarded. Read a book. Really? Listen to Mavs.
Listen to Mavs. Best history.
Yeah, best.
I'm the best at history.
We have the best history, Mavs.
Best history. I know a lot of history. These guys are the best.
I don't know a lot of history, but I know guys. I know the best guys. They know the best history. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Very Bigly podcast.
Till now, Trump stinks.
Love it. Love it.
All right. I had something.
All right.
Today that happened.
You look like you're holding up a
couple
bill.
Days ago, but last time I went to see, I have my CF doctor here in New York, new doctor at Columbia University.
Dr. CF.
And this, recently I went in like beginning of August for another just checkup. And when I got in there, they needed like blood. They wanted to like, my blood drawn to test, which is, you know, they do it like once a year. Since I hadn't had it done through them, they wanted me to do it. And the lady walks in the room with like, you know, the kit ready to draw my blood. And I'm like, whoa, in the past, every place I've been, I told her, so I'm like, I've never been able to get my blood drawn at the hospital because for insurance reasons, like it's always been a pain. They don't cover it. Mm-hmm. So I used to have to go to this, like these like external, like, you know, they're called Quest centers where you can like, it's basically where you go to get like, test like sex like STD tests or blood drawn or whatever. So I used to have to go to one of those, and it was always like, you know, $20, and they send the test to wherever hospital you're part of.
Sure.
And the lady's like, oh no, here we're a one-stop shop, like you do it here. And I'm like, that's awesome, like it saves me a big, you know, saves me going somewhere on the weekend that I don't want to do. So she draws my blood, and, you know, the rest of the appointment goes fine. Everything's great. Friday, I get a bill in the mail from the hospital, mm-hmm. New York Presbyterian, and it has laboratory services, which is like the blood drawing.
Sure.
$2,068.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, what a bargain.
Yeah.
Something I didn't even ask for. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it has, it's very confusing. It has benefit adjustment on there, mm-hmm. for saying Blue Cross, which I assume means Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is an insurance I do not have.
Great. So far, so good.
I have United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. So it says minus $599. So my total bill is $1,400, which is to get my blood drawn.
Wow.
For something that I didn't like need. Other than they wanted to do it just to see.
Yeah.
Also, something I really, and I told her, I even said, I'm like, I'm nervous about this because never been able to get blood drawn like that. You know, it's always had to be a whole nother thing.
I don't know, you guys.
And now I have this bill and I'm very, very pissed. And I'm still like, I'm not freaking out quite yet because I'm gonna call both the hospital, like this, the number on this bill, and also my insurance, mm-hmm. to make sure that all, because the fact that it says Blue Cross, I don't understand why it says benefit adjustment Blue Cross.
Yeah,
because why would they give me any adjustment? They're not my insurance.
You're not my mom.
Yeah, they're not my mom.
Yeah,
and so I'm very nervous. I'm gonna have to call and fight this. If I end up having to pay this though, I am, for one, going to call that nurse and freak the fuck out on her, because how could she fuck? She has to know what her own hospital charges for this type of shit. And I voiced my concern, and she, you know, made me feel at ease saying, oh, don't worry. How I can't be the first patient ever to, like, you know, get some astronomical bill like this.
Probably not.
For nothing. Oh my God, I would be fucking furious with her. Yeah. And I would consider not even going back to see that doctor. I'd be like, no, fuck you. You guys fucking stole money from me.
Yeah, I don't think that's a ridiculous notion at all. That's stupid that they put you at ease and then they stick you with this bill. That's insane.
Literally, like the first thing that happened when I sat in the room, the time that she walks in with this like kit ready to draw my blood. And I, you know, if I didn't say anything, I would have just been like completely I would have been given this bill like out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I was smart enough to know, I guess not smart enough to like stop it, but
smart enough to question it.
Oh, are you sure about this? Like, because these nurses, one thing they're supposed to be good at is they also are usually in touch, in tune with insurance shit and understand, like, you know, the plight of these patients and what they have to deal with, getting stuff covered and paid for and all that. So I would expect her to be like, oh, like at my last place, the nurses were like, oh, they wouldn't have done it without saying, like, let's make sure this is something your insurance will cover. So yeah, now I'm looking at a $1,400 medical bill for voluntary blood draw. Like, it'd be like going, you know, it's not like I got hit by a fucking cab and they had to like race me into the emergency room and it's like, oh, you owe me $1,400. I'd be like, ah, fine. You know, you saved my life.
Fuck. I owe you one.
Yeah, like, but I literally just walked in and they're like, oh, time to get blood drawn.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
It's fucking crazy. Like, it's crazy that they send these people bills like this. Like, just, oh, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Remember how we put some of your blood in tubes? Hey. Like three tubes?
Hey, I know for a fact you can't pay for this. And, you know, this whole thing is inflated and out of control, but.
Who's getting this money?
We're just going to keep going with it. No,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, $2,000. So let's see. It took all of 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Oh,
they're
5 minutes? Never mind. You're getting a deal.
Right. So, yeah, let's just say, you know, they're making $40,000 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or $20,000, whatever math comes out to. Who's getting this money? It's not the nurse. I know she doesn't make. She isn't paid for her special skills in drawing blood.
Yeah.
It's not anyone that works in the lab.
Mm.
It's fucking crazy.
Everyone's getting a taste.
But thanks, Blue Cross, for.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Barry. Barry O. Don't sleep on Barry O.
Yeah, it's fucking very. So.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
A little bit stressing out, considering, you know.
That seems
great. I just put. Just put about to put like $1,000 to Mexico on my credit card and
hey,
$1,400 medical bill
just
for
stay,
nothing. For nothing, I wasn't even
just stay in Mexico. You won't have to pay it.
Wasn't even hurt. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. Yeah, if you don't pay it, it fucking ruins your credit. So
yeah,
you're screwed.
Double fucked. Yeah, one way or the other.
I mean, I don't think I'm gonna end up. I think something went wrong with the insurance.
No, probably. And you're probably not going to be on the hook for much, but it's just seriously like, what is going on? Like, I have yet to get a clear and concise explanation where like charges.
Oh,
like
there's
this
nothing
come from.
On this bill. That's not itemized at all. It doesn't say like what tests they did it. Cause I know like each test that the hospital like requests on the blood costs like a certain amount. So there's nothing. It literally just says laboratory services, $2,000. And then it says, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Good luck, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. Your blood sucks. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, for them to say, oh, by the way, looks normal. Thanks.
Hey, I was, I don't know how to tell you this, but it looks like you have CF. Oh, really? Well, then it was all worth it.
And here's the other thing I love about these. To pay your bill by phone, please call this number anytime.
Yeah.
For questions, please call this number Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m.
They're off 5. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What?
They're off. They have three-day weekends.
Well, I like that if you're willing to, I'm sure it's just automated,
oh,
but there's
yeah.
a number you can call at any time to pay.
Yeah, it
but
absolutely is automated, but it's just funny. It's
call like, during these times when you're definitely at work.
Hey, don't you think it'd be easier to just pay it? Call this number after work. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's fucking
ridiculous. That is what it is,
ridiculous.
Too. It's like so much easier to just pay it.
Right, yeah. Just set up a payment plan. Set up a fun, easy way to
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Manwich was at it again today. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What do you got for me?
First off, he didn't do shit. Today was a fucking nightmare because the cruise ships in the Gulf and Atlantic were probably not the Atlantic. The cruise ships in the Gulf were being directed to the port of New Orleans.
Nice.
Yeah, so we had roughly three cruise ships deboard, whatever you call it.
People asking for local New Orleans coffee.
Yeah, basically. Honestly, that's pretty much what it was. I was talking to one of our regulars, and she was like, "It's rental cars are through the roof." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, they let off all those cruise ships." And I was like, hold on. What are you talking about? She's like, "Yeah, they let off three cruise ships were redirected here and they let everyone off. And so a ton of people are buying up, are renting all these rental cars." Like,
uh-huh.
And she's like, "I need one for work, but it's going to cost $1,000.
Oh, my God.
It's like, are you fucking kidding? That's insane. So that's, I mean, we just had an unforeseen influx of people. But luckily, Manwich was there to do literally fucking nothing. I heard him say two strange things today. After I hadn't seen him in a while, and it was great. My stress levels had gone down. But everyone walks around eggshells around him because we all think he's going to shoot up the fucking store. I say it in jest, but it's a part of me.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've been concerned about that.
Dario?
Mark Corkers before, so it sucks.
Yeah. He was like making whipped creams and he goes, "Hey, hashtag truth." What? Who are you talking to? Hashtag, hey, hashtag truth. And then the other one, which was a little more scary, was, "She already knows you're coming. She has eyes and ears."
Oh, my God.
Who?
That is so terrifying.
Who knows?
Has anyone ever asked him, like, you know, "Hey, what are you talking about?"
Oh, one of my coworkers who, like, he's, like, lost it with him. Like, he will turn around and be like, "Hey, what y'all talking about?"
When the guy's talking just himself?
Yeah. I'm like, "Please stop."
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, it's equal parts hilarious and terrifying. It's like, "What y'all talking about?" Oh, my God. "Please stop." Classic.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that was great. I honestly think part of it, though, is he just starts to, like, he definitely has something wrong with him. And he just starts to fracture when things get hectic.
Yeah.
Because I know people have been super scared to open the store because just two people opened the store. It's right. Been like a supervisor and him multiple times. And each time everyone's like, "I don't want to do this." And
"I don't want to do this."
No. And then I'll ask him, like, "How'd it go this morning?" They're like, "It was fine. He put on some music, like he was talking to me," and then when it gets busy, he just loses it. So I think that's part of the problem.
So it sounds like he's in the perfect job.
Yeah. It's definitely good to be in a stressful environment working with the public who don't.
Yeah, we're just like, it's just constantly, there's so many jobs where you can avoid people.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, somewhat.
Yeah, well, no,
your
you
job
could
is the opposite of that.
Like, you work for a decent company. You could definitely translate that to, like, you could be a stock boy at Whole Foods.
Right, and just do it.
Like,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about anyone.
At
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, and you could, because it's like, it's the type of company where, like, people see that on the resume, and when you're doing something that's kind of a lateral move like that, they definitely are like, "That's awesome." They're idiots because they probably never worked at that job, and it's the least awesome thing I could think of right now. And then I had another great one this week with a coworker. she called in sick on Wednesday. And then she's like, and then she said, I'll be feeling better later if you want me to come in.
What?
Yeah.
She called in sick. Like, okay, what time did she call in sick?
So she had a 9 to 5 shift. Okay. She called in at 8 o'clock. She's like, I'm sick. I can't come in. And my supervisor was like, what do you mean? You can't come. What? She's like, what do you mean? Like, are you going to the doctor? Or what? She's like, well, yeah, I'm just not feeling well.
But clearly right. Your supervisor like wanted her to come in.
Yes. Because no one believes she's like, she doesn't have a good reputation. So.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, I'm not feeling well right now, but I'll be feeling better later. I can come in later. She's like, no.
We don't need you later.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Need you now. That is, yeah. I mean, what a horrible lie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts. And it's one of those things where, like, she's terrible, and not having her is about equivalent to having her at work. Like, if she doesn't come into work, we have a little extra work to do. But if she does come into work, we have to, like, constantly keep her on task and remind her to do things. And like the other day she came in and she clocks on and she goes to the supervisor and she's like, I'm really stressed right now. Do you mind if I just go have a cigarette before I start? And the supervisor was like, I just saw you clock in. She's like, yeah, but I just need a couple minutes. Like, you were here a half hour early. You should have had a cigarette then.
That is, oh my God.
Like, she just awful. Doesn't grasp things. And this is the person, she is a, she's the band girl. And.
Oh, the band.
Yeah, for people who've been listening a while, she's the band girl. And she, like, I honestly thought she was a teenager, but she's like 22, I believe. And, she just doesn't seem she seems like she's never had a job before. Like, she doesn't understand the core concept of working for a living. And
The whole calling in sick thing. I mean, obviously, yeah, your job, it's like a big thing because they schedule X amount of people.
Right.
Everyone essentially is doing the same task. So missing one.
Right.
It's
not like. It's not the type of thing where, like, if you call in, you're going to fall behind on your work. If I call in, there's 4 other people who are screwed.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even call. I would just email, and they'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. But even at my work, I would – even if I was really sick, this is a perk about my job because we have unlimited sick time. And I haven't actually used any sick time actually since I started, other than a few hours for like doctor's appointments and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we like, I wouldn't just call in sick and sleep all day. I would probably work from home.
Right.
But yeah, it's also nice because I'm not, I don't feel bad about it. Cause I'm not like, if I was using the sick time that I'd like built up, I probably wouldn't do anything all day. You know, I'd be like, well, this is a time I've earned.
Yeah, it's a free day.
I'm sick. Yeah, it's a free day. But since it's like, well, they're nice enough to let me just not have to work, like take any leave for this.
Yeah.
I'll just try and get some stuff done on my computer. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, it's just the calling in sick. And I mean, there's a lot of people like that just take. They have no shame in taking those little advantages. You know, they find those loopholes.
Yeah.
Or they know they're being shitty, but they can just talk to your boss over the phone and be like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
It's like, we really need you to come in.
I'm sick. I can't. It really pisses me off because it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm just mad at myself because I haven't called in sick in years. In the entire time that I lived in Florida, I did not miss a day of work. And it's gotten me nothing. So, like, pisses me off. It's like, why can't I just say fuck it and just call in sick and then sit around at home playing fucking video games or something?
Yeah. And like, I know. No,
it's frustrating. that I'm trying to do a good job, because it gets me nothing. It gets me literally nothing.
Since leaving DOE, mm-hmm. I think at Culture, like my last job, I may have taken one, in the year and a half I was there, I maybe took one day mm-hmm. where I called in early and like was like, I cannot come in.
Yeah.
But honestly,
and then you got fired.
I don't think at DOE, I used to do it. But that was also, it sounds terrible, but there was other thing. One, that I drove a while. That was a far drive.
And it was also so, like, a government job, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so it's a freebie. It's a free for all.
I built up the sick time. So that was one of those where it's like, well, I earned all this sick time. I might as well use it.
Yeah.
Also, it was a long drive to get into work. So the mornings you didn't feel good.
Yeah. It was like, just sit in your car and like stew in anger. Like, I feel like shit for 45 minutes.
And yeah, so that was a big reason. Plus, I just wasn't busy. I just didn't have, like, I wasn't paranoid at all. It's like about missing a day. Like my current job, I'm like, oh man, if I missed, like if I didn't go into work tomorrow and didn't do anything, I'd be fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd have to work for 18 hours Tuesday. Like I would just, it'd be awful.
That sounds horrible because there are 24 hours in a day.
I'm just, well, tomorrow is specific because it's this time, the time of month it is, like.
Yeah, you're always busy at the beginning of the month.
It's not like the case all the time, but, like, tomorrow, specifically tomorrow. Well, because we got off work, like, Friday was almost a fucking half day because we had this all-staff meeting and then the happy hour when, like, the accountants were all super busy. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll just have a shitty day Monday.
Yep.
Because I'm not doing much today. But going back, I remember we had at my last job, I don't think I ever talked about this just because I didn't want to air too much dirty laundry in my last job, but now I don't care.
Oh, hell yeah.
Smart. We had a guy who was an IT guy that was really strange. And I think he had a drinking problem, which is sad.
He sounds awesome.
But definitely, like, I think some sort of substance problem. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, we all, like, the last job we would, every Friday, people would kind of stick around and drink, and he would be there, and he would usually overdo it.
Wait, there is this times. Closer look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking DOE. I'm like, I'm sure someone at DOE has substance abuse problems because they all probably have families. And
oh, I'm sure there were, but no one that I really.
Yeah.
No one that I could.
I just picture like the guy with the comb over and like a dress shirt that used to be white but is now kind of closer to beige.
Oh, like about a year before I started at DOE.
Yeah.
Not to damper the mood, but there to talk about sad people, there was a guy that killed himself in his cubicle.
Oh, gross. That is very sad.
Yeah, a guy shot himself in the head.
Holy shit.
In his cubicle. It was before work. It wasn't like during the workday. It was really early in the morning. Like he got in. It was like, it was actually, because I used to get there at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. so I could leave early. And I think it was right around that time. Oh. Again, I didn't know who this was. And it was before. There was two stories of people dying at DOE that I knew of.
Good thing you got out of there.
Yeah. Seriously. That's like, honestly, I was like, I cannot fucking stay here.
Yeah.
A lot of people there were happy and had their families. But,
yeah, but I wasn't even thinking of that extreme, but yeah, I could see that. But I'm just thinking of like a 45-year-old guy with a comb over who like goes home
I know it was a guy. I don't know anything about him.
Well, I'm not talking about suicide. That's,
oh.
But that's, I don't know. That is a fucking,
it was,
bummer.
Yeah, he
Jesus.
Like showed up to work one day in the early morning. Brought a gun. Yeah, it's fucking sad.
Why
there's another story. This one's also sad, but also kind of funny. There was a lady who, not the suicide one.
I got you.
There was a lady who died on the toilet.
That's awesome.
I shouldn't laugh.
She died the way she lived.
She died doing what she loved.
Nice.
It's terrible. I don't know what like ailment she had.
Yeah.
But I think she was older. Like she was 60s, 70s probably. And she went to the bathroom and never came out. And they felt like, you know, after a while, they're like, where'd she go? And yeah, she had just like, I don't know if it was a heart attack or.
Yeah, I've heard
she literally shit her brains out.
No, I've heard you can get like an aneurysm and stuff like that from.
I think she was sick. I think she was like not in good health. Maybe like, I don't know.
But well, what's his name? Elvis. Elvis died taking a shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Classic Elvis.
Died doing what he loved.
Yeah. Being a piece of garbage.
Yeah, those are the two DOE death stories. Okay, but moving on from those.
All right, on a lighter note.
So this guy at my last job, who was just like clearly kind of at work, wasn't sober. But he was, you know, the IT guy. He would come by and like.
IT guys can drink.
Debug. Well, you know, it's one of those jobs like it's probably for IT guys, you know, people who aren't really good with computers or like certain things. It's challenging to them, but for the IT people, I feel like it's all just like riding a tricycle, you know, like they
move.
It's like, I think it's really easy for them because they're not computer. They're not like to the level where they're like computer programmers, where they're dealing. They're just kind of, you know, they just understand Macs and Windows very well and can fix shit. So it's probably a job where you can be fucked up. anyway, he would, a lot of the work happy hours, he would like stay long and get really wasted and it would be kind of awkward, with him there. What are you playing? Terrible. This guy had a real problem. This guy did hate being sober.
Yeah.
So one day he was out of work for a while and he had hurt himself like outside of work. He had injured himself and he broke his arm really bad or something. So he missed a bunch of days.
Oh, that's questionable.
But then the rumor came out that he broke it. The reason he broke his arm is because he fell into a dumpster.
What?
Like, the story was, I think the story that he told his boss, who leaked it, his boss must have been the one that leaked this information, like, to the rest, you know, he told one person and the story and it went from there. But he was, like, looking, he saw something in the dumpster, like, a piece of furniture or something. He was like basically dumpster diving for like something that he thought would, you know, tie the room together in his apartment.
Yeah.
And he fell in, landing on his shoulder and, you know, like really fucked up his shoulder.
You're making the story so very difficult to not laugh at.
I know. But, well, people are laughing because the story was like funneling around the office and people are laughing, but then it kind of came out later that the reason he was dumpster diving is because he was like super fucked up, you know, and he was just like, it was one of his drug infused or alcohol infused like benders.
Yeah.
That he was falling in the dumpsters or something, you know, something.
Yeah.
That got like, him to the point.
Like maybe taking
he wanted
baths.
To like, sleep in there. I don't know.
Yeah. I get
so,
it.
You know, it made it less funny when you know he has a problem and he was fucked up. So he fell in a dumpster. But then I think he was on like painkillers or something. Like,
that's a good thing to give an alcoholic.
Well, so here he's out for a few days. Some email came out. Like we used to send. There's only like 120 people at the company at that time, and we used to send all emails to everyone in the company. Like the boss would send an email like telling, you know, giving everyone a piece of information like, hey, the company outing is this day, that day, whatever. Or he would say like, hey, this person just got promoted. Let's congratulate them. Mm-hmm. Shit like that. And then sometimes the company would like, we'd respond all and like, you know, say congratulations or put little gifts or memes or jokes, whatever.
Nice.
So one of those emails had come out and I think it was something positive, like someone got promoted or the CEO is giving us like a piece of good news that had happened for the company. And this guy, while at home, off during, you know, with his fucked up shoulder.
Nice.
He responded all to the email, this like really sentimental but horrible grammar, nonsensical paragraph of just like how, you know, congratulations. I just want to say, like, I love everyone here and this place. It was just like really strange. Like, it was saying how much he loved the company and how great everything was. Mm-hmm. But there was a ton of spelling errors. And like, it was just like,
jeez,
fucking very fucking strange. Then,
yeah, it sounds that
he
way.
Took it upon himself to send a follow up email to that.
Nice.
The follow up email being, explaining why his first email is so weird, because he was on like heavy sedatives or some shit. He was on like Vicodin because of him hurting himself. And that's ultimately, he ended up, I think his boss at that point, like literally went into like the, you know, the IT doing whatever he can do and like cut off his email so he couldn't send any more emails.
And then he hacked in and started sending more.
He's like, ah, can't stop me.
Can't stop me.
He didn't get, I don't think he got fired. He ended up like getting not really fired, but forced to leave. And I think he might have been sent, I don't know.
Sent to dry out.
Yeah, I think he got, but then everyone ended up getting fired, so it didn't matter.
Is that what?
Man, there's just, now. It's funny, we skipped over this, but there I have so many good drama stories I could tell from that place that I didn't want to say while I was working there.
I honestly don't think I know that many.
One came to mind while I was there. So at this job, this lady who was really high up, she was like the operating, like chief operating officer, which was really a bullshit job. Like her job, she didn't really do anything. She had been there a really long time.
Yeah.
And there was always like kind of these rumors that went around that she must like know the skeletons in the closet type deal.
She knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, cause she had this like really cushy job, great title, but didn't really have much responsibility.
She didn't do shit.
And she was married with kids, and nice. You know that, and she was obviously, it was a close-knit company, so she knew the CEO and CFO really well.
Yeah, we're a family company.
And then it was, I found out this about after being there for like 2 months, and it was very public knowledge for the most part to the whole company that she was in a relationship with a guy in on the tech team there, who was much young, you know, probably like 30 years old to her, you know, much younger than her, obviously in a position. She wasn't his like direct boss at all, but obviously she's way above him. Way higher up than he was.
Nice.
So they're
all
right.
This guy,
they have been spotted on several occasions at company functions hooking up.
Nice. That's awesome.
And there was tons of stories of them like being spotted. They were spotted. I had heard multiple stories of them spotted out to lunch together at like nice restaurants, just one-on-one.
Boring.
They had been spotted making out like outside of the bar that we were like plenty of times.
That's hot.
Like it was super unprofessional. Obviously, and like, just fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there was this rumor that was going around that, you know, obviously everyone knew this was happening and she was the bot. No one said shit.
Right.
And I guess that she had been, she had gotten talked to by the president of our company, because apparently there was footage. So we had cameras, not all around our office. We had cameras by the main entryway to our office. Mm-hmm. And there was footage of them showing up to the office together at like 3 a.m. and then leaving like an hour. It was them. It was footage of them showing up to the office in the middle of the night and then leaving together in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow.
So like they clearly went to the office one night to
bang sesh. Yeah.
And there wasn't footage of them having sex, but like, you know, what else are they doing?
Right.
And our
yeah.
president apparently had sat them down.
I want to go over some presentations.
And I know all this, by the way, because I sat right next to HR and they would just spill the beans about this shit.
That's awesome.
And our president apparently had talked to them and wanted put like an NDA, like non-disclosure agreement in front of them of some sort, or like basically wanted them both to sign this thing saying like, we know what's happening. If anything, when this shit hits the fan, like you can't,
yeah.
The guy who was underneath, they wanted him to sign it so he couldn't sue.
Yeah.
To say like, you know, she was my superior and took advantage of me or whatever.
Yeah. I like that. We know what's happening when it goes
they
south.
Both apparently just refused to sign it. She denied. She did the classic move of just deny until you die.
deny.
Used to it that it was happening, even yeah. though it was as clear as day and it, people had seen it.
No way.
So that was very strange. Then, this is probably about 3-4 months before I got canned. she was married, like I said, and there was rumors going around that I think she might have started these rumors that her and her husband were in an open relationship.
Oh yeah,
I was trying to like justify.
Yeah,
which like, I never bought.
Just
I didn't,
so
I,
you know,
I mean, who knows what's true or what's not? But yeah. I never bought. I didn't think that was true. And then one night, people like. Close company, a lot of people were Facebook friends with each other.
Sure.
She was clearly Facebook friends with the president of the company. The president of the company was also Facebook friends with her husband because they'd known each other for 20 years. They'd been at the same functions.
Sure.
The husband posts on his Facebook that was screenshotted by the receptionist who showed me because I wasn't friends with the husband, but she was.
Nice.
He posts on his Facebook saying, my marriage is over. My wife is cheating on me. Like all this like sad sack shit.
That doesn't sound like an open relationship.
Yeah, all this sad shit that he's like middle of the night drunkenly publicly posting on his Facebook.
Yeah.
Then he writes on the Facebook wall of the president of the company.
Oh, saying, really?
Saying, who is it? Do you know who it is? Please tell me. Wanted to know who the guy was.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the next day, that lady was gone from the company.
It's time for you to go.
Yeah. This is not okay.
Pack your shit up. Jeez. What an idiot.
It was, yeah, the husband who just fucking crazy shit.
Yeah. That's such a dumb idea.
Oh, yeah. Be
unbelievable. Just, like at 3 a.m, be sneaking into work. Like no one has any doubt what's happening.
People knew so much. Like people knew that they were like, it was obvious that they had like, cause I don't think he, and the other thing, this, the kid, the guy who was the younger, you know, he had a girlfriend too.
Oh, really?
And
weird.
And like it was, and I don't think he like really kept it much of a secret.
How good looking
and
was this?
Very
woman?
Strange. People knew that they had like gotten hotel rooms near the office. They had been spotted so many times. It was like
was
comical how bad they were at.
Yeah. How hot was this woman?
She was for like a 45-year-old woman with two kids. She was quite attractive. Not like
still.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
no, I know, but like still, it's like
the guy was like a total skeez. He was,
I guess so.
Just dirtbag.
Dirtbag.
Yeah. Fucking.
It's fucking weird.
Just drama, baby.
Drama beats. That's so bizarre to me. Like, hell yeah.
Cubs got swept against the Brewers at home, which is like so fucking pathetic. The one, if you were to say, like, what do the Cubs need to do to not fuck this up?
What team will the Cubs beat? The Brewers at home.
Don't, it's like, just don't get swept by the Brewers and you're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And they get swept by the Brewers. And
I just want you to do one thing. Yeah.
Now they're only up by 2 games.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
With about 30 left.
Yeah.
So at this, yeah, 30 games, roughly 30 games left. Like, anything could fucking happen.
Yeah.
They're up by 2. Ugh, Jesus. So
yeah, they should have been ahead 5 games. How many games was the series?
I mean, even if they, I don't know. It's just very annoying.
Yeah, it's. Because teams are already winning their divisions. So
should we wrap this up?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. Yeah. Gonna have some buffalo mac and cheese.
I'm going to have a deli sandwich.
And some barbecue mac and cheese. Going halfsies tonight.
Fuck
you. I'm kidding. I'm not. Strictly buffalo.
Can only do one.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only do one. House rules. Only one mac and cheese. Right. you've been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can interact with us on Twitter at Mavs Podcast. That's M-A-V-S Podcast. Facebook.com/Mavs Podcast. Again, that's M-A-V-S Podcast. Every episode of the show, all 206 and counting, depending on when you listen to this, are available on thesaucelounge.com. It's our website where we host this show, the Brew and View podcast, every week with myself and Mr. Brad of Span the Void Infamy, Brew and View Fame. We drink beer and talk movies. If you want to check that out, that's on thesaucelounge.com as well. But the best thing you can do for us is go to iTunes.com and or just use your iPhone, which I'm sure you have because most of us do, and subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes or on your podcast app. And just be cool, you guys. Stop not reviewing us, because you're stealing our product. This is a service that we do for you.
Killing your father.
Yeah, you're killing your father, Larry. I want you to look out that window. And don't use Stitcher Radio, because that's stupid. It's embarrassing, honestly. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.
Maybe it'll sound cool. Fun. Might sound cool. Sometimes, you know,
the fact that I mentioned I need to get a sandwich later.
All right, well, you don't need to celebrate it. You don't need to repeat yourself.